I'm just a little fed up and I'm a little fired up because y'all going at him so hard. Freddie's going to be fine. Baker's going to be fine. We're still going 10-6. That's still going to happen. We're still making the playoffs. What's up, y'all? That's Anthony Sellers.
That's Eric Jordan.
And this is Browns in Our Blood. And we're, today we're shooting over at Clutch Wings. Look at some of this. Ooh, I got me some nice tenders and tater tots. Yes, yes. But man, let's jump right into it, man.
Yes.
Yo, all y'all jumping the ship on Freddie and Baker right now, man, y'all killing me with this, yo. It's only been 3 games. It's a long season. Yes, those were some bad plays. Yes. Fourth, we're 10 yards out and Chubbs don't see the ball twice. Yes. Fourth and 9, draw play. Yes, bad play. But man, Freddie's dealing with some, he's dealing with being a head coach and making calls at the same time. He needs a little chance for his learning curve. But the way y'all hitting him right now, I'm in multiple Facebook groups on the Browns, about the Browns, and people want to just, yo, Freddie's going to be fine. This is my personal opinion. I don't know how Anthony feels about it. I'm just a little fed up and I'm a little fired up because y'all going at him so hard. Freddie's going to be fine. Baker's going to be fine. We're still going 10-6. That's still going to happen. We're still making the playoffs. Yeah, check back with me in the season and see what it say.
I'm sorry. I'm aggravated with it, though.
Are you aggravated?
Yes. Yes, because you got 4 downs from the 5-yard line with 30 seconds left, and you don't find one play to get to arguably the best receiver in the game to at least get a target to. Oh, that, come on.
Yeah, no, like, I agree. The plays were bad. I agree. I'm with you.
You're talking about accountability. They're doing a lot of things too that are still shooting themselves in the foot.
Like
penalties. You know, all those illegal shifts, illegal motions.
So are you like, you're done with Freddie too?
No, I'm not done with it, but I'm just like, it needs seriously cleaned off. Yeah.
I feel you. I'm with you on that. I'm frustrated on that too, but I know you haven't checked the board. Like, they are like, they want Freddie out. Some people I'm talking to, not some people I'm talking to, I'm seeing the message boards in the Facebook groups, and they're like, same old Browns. Freddie sucks. We should have never got rid of Greg Williams. Blah, blah, blah. I'm hearing all that craziness. And I'm like, oh, come on. Baker, they say we took the wrong pick now with Baker.
I don't think that. He's still pressing, though. He needs to, like, they just need to design stuff that's, like, going to be conducive. Because they're doing a lot of things that aren't helping the wide receivers and stuff get open either. Like, no rub and pick place type stuff. No motions to help them read the defense pre-snap. There's just so many things that they're not doing that they did last year in that second half of the season that needs to be corrected. They need to find a way to incorporate this stuff into it. Like, they're not doing that.
No, I agree. That's why I come back to what's different this year than last year. He wasn't trying to be a head coach last year. I just don't think head coaching is just that easy. I think you need some time to learn how to adjust, especially if you're head coaching and still calling the calls. So let him deal with that. You got to give Freddie a chance to have his learning curve.
Yeah, I do think it'll improve.
You do think it'll improve.
Yeah, I do think so, but the execution part of it on the field has to change too, and they got to find a way to, like, the coaching staff has to find a way to start nailing that into the heads about these, you know, the illegal shifts, the false starts, like all that. Those are just dumbass mental errors.
Right. No, I agree.
They need to stop it. Like, they need to find a way to get that. Like, that can be, they need to coach that and get that engraved in the head that they got to have that discipline. I like seeing the way Chubb played.
Yeah.
He played really well, especially against, you know, a good defensive line, good front 7 early.
Right. And early, you make a good point too that I don't want to rush over. Because I said, we're down there within the 10-yard line, and Chubb doesn't get the ball once. But you're right. Our best playmaker doesn't get the ball thrown to him once either. That kind of stuff got
you. Yeah. They're at the 5-yard line, 4 downs with 30 seconds left to tie the game, and you can't find one play to get to literally one of probably one of the top two receivers in the game now.
Right.
Like, to me, it's Odell and Julio.
Right.
When you can't find a play to get him the ball, come on. Like, that's just, that's what's, for coaching-wise, that's got to change.
Right.
On that.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you.
But there was also another play where, you know, that strip sack, Myles Garrett strip sack that Schobert recovered and took it down to, like, the 17-yard line or something.
Oh, I thought he was going to take it back to the house.
Yeah, yeah. But you don't move the ball a yard there and only come up with three. So,
yeah.
There's just different things that execution-wise they need. They just got to find a way to improve upon, in my opinion.
I think one thing that would help the whole offense, Baker needs to run a little bit. I ain't talking about run, you know, like he a running back.
But like that fourth down play at the very end of the game, the very last offensive play, the whole middle of the field was wide open for him.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
The both tackles were lined up over our offensive tackles, and they were playing man coverage.
Yes.
Why not? Like, why did he escape out to the right? Why didn't he just dart forward?
Yeah, he doesn't. Has he ran it all this season?
I don't know.
I don't think he's ran it all for the three games, and that makes it real easy on that defense. I mean, I can stand if you don't have wheels, if you don't have running, but damn, Phillip Rivers, he ran twice on Sunday, and I know Baker's faster than Phillip Rivers, so.
Kind of wonder if Baker's confidence has shot a little bit.
Might be. It's a lot of pressure.
The games have happened and stuff, yeah. I can see it happening.
So, yeah, he could be feeling. He's a young man. He could be feeling it. But I tell you this.
Whether he would admit it or not.
He won't. Story. He would never admit it.
Yeah.
And that's why I love about him. And that's why I also think, in the end, Baker going to show up. He's going to show up. He's going to figure. They're going to make the adjustments. They're going to deal with the hype and all this. And Baker's going to be fine.
Yeah.
I truly believe that.
I hope so. I hope a lot of things change it.
Right.
And hopefully Higgins comes back this week. And then after this week, we get Callaway back.
Right. Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. I forgot about Callaway coming back. Right.
So, I mean, there's some different things, but it's not going to matter much if the play calling and play designs don't get creative. They don't get creative with them because they're kind of not, they're not really doing anything special.
Right. And defense, you did your job. Defense did its job. Holding the Rams to 20.
With the whole starting secondary gone.
With the whole starting secondary, yeah. Y'all did your job.
They played well.
You know, you can hold a team to 20 points in the NFL. With a quarterback like Baker, we should be able to win. Do we get any DBs coming back for this game?
For the Baltimore? I don't know. I hope so.
I wouldn't check the depth chart. And they're all in the depth chart, but they all have the injury.
They're all probably like day-to-day or something.
Yeah. Ward, Randall, and Greedy. I tell you what, though, this game was kind of good going into a division game with the Ravens. You know, a real defense, you know, Aaron Donald breathing on you, got that taste, you know, because we need to go in to win this game. We need to win this game against Baltimore, and it ain't going to be easy.
Yeah.
It's not going to be easy.
No, it's not. Not especially with the way Baltimore's playing.
Yeah.
They played a lot better than I think a lot of people expected. Their first drive this last week was like a 14-play drive.
Yeah.
Like, ridiculous.
Yeah. The Ingram pickup for the Ravens was not fair. Put it that way. Was not fair. Oh, I'm so mad at I'm mad at myself on a whole different level. Because this was my strategy. I told my brother the strategy. This is fantasy. I'm jumping into fantasy football real quick. My strategy was this. If I couldn't get Mahomes in the third round, and he was gone in every draft, first, second round. I didn't believe people were going to draft a quarterback in the first or second round, but they did in all my leagues. So he was gone. I said, if Mahomes was gone in the third round, I was going to go skill position to the 11th, and I was going to go Lamar and Kyler Murray as my quarterbacks. But somewhere between that theory and my first fantasy draft, I fell in love with Jared Goff.
Your execution failed?
Yes. Yes.
So you like the Browns offense?
Yes. 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 Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. So what do you think we need? Any ideas? Like, what thoughts for us to do against the Ravens?
You got to find a way to stop them, but contain the run a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean,
because
said it. They got, like, Ingram kind of wasn't fair having them.
Yeah.
Like him signing there kind of wasn't fair. They got, what, like a four-headed monster running wise with Jack, when you include Lamar Jackson. Yeah. Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, I hope we have our DBs back. At least a couple of them. At least Darius Randle, man.
Yeah.
But that offense looks explosive. Whew. They're going to be pumped up. Taking this L from KC, knowing they're that close to winning. Jackson's going to be more focused. They're going to be at home. Yeah. But we can beat them, though. We can beat them. We're just as talented, if not more talented. You know something I saw? I don't know if you saw the picture of Aaron Donaldson and Miles trading jerseys. Yeah. See how much bigger Miles is than Donaldson?
Just taller, you mean?
Taller and bigger.
I don't know if he's bigger, man. Aaron Donald's like jacked.
He is. Miles Garrett is a superhero.
Well, yeah, Miles Garrett's jacked too, but I mean, like, Aaron Donald's also like 5 inches shorter.
True. So yeah, that little stubby compact. I remember those guys. They solid. I'm sorry, I'm hungry. I didn't know I was gonna be this hungry. But Baker, I think one thing would help the offense, like I said, Baker, if he runs a little bit, but he got to get that ball out quicker. Yeah. Like he did the first drive, bam, Odell.
Yeah that one touchdown drive they had. It was the same kind of thing. He was doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Like they were playing against the whole pass rush because L.A., their pass rush gets there quick. So they were playing to circumvent that, and it worked on those few drives.
More chubs. Y'all did better. Y'all definitely did more chubs than the first two games.
I'll say I don't think he can do much more than that. He had like 22, 23 carries.
Get down in 10 yards, man. Boy got to see the ball, though. He got to see the ball. Especially four plays, four downs, and three timeouts.
A couple weeks ago, I was saying how I want to see more like 12 personnel, you know, and stuff. And they started doing that. Now that we don't have Njoku, kind of don't really need to use two tight ends. Just find a way to get the best 11 on the field, whether no matter what kind of, if it's three wide receivers and one running back and one tight end, or four wide receivers, no tight end, one running back. Just get the best players on the field and design the play call for those players, specifics to get them open.
That's a good point. Yeah, I wouldn't even think like that.
Yeah, it's time they start adjusting the playbook.
Well, you know we got FanDuel League. Sorry, Anthony, you and Hyphen came in last place.
I was doing good there for a minute, and then it just, my 4 o'clock players didn't show up. That was it.
Man, before the 4 o'clock game, I think I was in, like, second to last.
Yeah.
I was. Then I came back and got back in second place. But, hey, it goes out to Mischievous. Mischievous with the big win in fantasy. I was on you, though. I almost had you, Mischievous. I almost had you.
Where's he been? He kind of showed up out of nowhere on this.
Yeah. Yeah. But if you want to play fantasy football with us, we play every Sunday, 1 o'clock game, start 1 o'clock game. If you want to join, the link to join the league, description's down in the description box. I'm sorry, I'm just messing up all kind of words today. If you want to join the fantasy league and play with us guys and six other guys, the link is in the description box. Feel free to come on and join and play with us. We'll be playing this Sunday. We play every Sunday. Play for money. And
didn't fill up last week.
Yeah. We had what? How many?
Six. We had six past week. So
yeah, come on, join us.
We got a set of eight people this week. So
yeah, yeah. And I am the reigning champion. You know, I have won this league. I won it last year. And,
we're gonna knock you off.
And I'm still in first place because I won it last week too. And I'm in second place this week, but right now I'm in the
total points.
Total points. I'm first place. Also, make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel. It's Monster Long Sound Vision. Please like, share, and comment. You know, we love talking with you guys online. We love talking to you in the comment section. We got some good things going on there. So definitely comment and subscribe and hit that notification bell.
Yes. I'll try to remember to look this week. I forgot to look this past week. Right. To see the comments and stuff, so.
Once again, Brownies, don't give up on Freddie and Bake. We got the real thing.
It's early yet.
They're both, you know, I know Freddie's not a young guy.
It's time for adjustments, but it's early.
Yes. And he's a young first-year head coach. He has to learn some things as he goes. We know he's a good play caller, even though it didn't look like it this week. We know what he can do. Just be patient. We'll get it together. We'll still be 10-6. We'll still make the playoffs. That's Anthony Sellers.
That's Eric Jordan.
And this is Browns in Our Blood. Here we go, Brownies. Beat the Ravens.
Look, I don't have much time, all right? So let me just say something real quick. My name is EG, and I am the host of two shows that are part of the Hyphen Podcast Group. The first show is called Catch the Show. It's a show where I talk about music-related news and pop culture, upcoming tours that you may want to catch shows of, and I tell you about a show that I caught because it's the number one concert review podcast in the world, and I've reviewed shows from Beyonce to Kendrick Lamar to even the Backstreet Boys. So yeah, that's Catch the Show. Other show is called The Underground Monster. Slightly different kind of show, but still music related. It's where I cover basically underground independent hip-hop, horrorcore, and the juggalo culture. So yeah, if you're interested in either one, go to hyphenpodcastgroup.com and or go to your favorite podcast platform and just search for them and hit that subscribe button, okay? Got that? Cool. Now let's get you back to the show you were originally listening to.
The following has been filtered to remove all ego, to provide the best quality material for listeners. Thank you, on behalf of the Hyphen Podcast Group.
My name is Miles Amadeus Prower. I have what I believe is a pretty cool podcast that you probably never heard of. I Black Man Podcast is a view of a white world, seen with the aid of a black light and a little humor to help you cope. So check out the I Black Man Podcast on iTunes and anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe and comment. This has been a Hyphen Podcast Network production.
They're the bestest. I'm getting paid at exposure.